Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. And Brian, the preseason finale has finally arrived. The Patriots are getting ready to take on the Giants here at Gillette Stadium at 7:30. It's misting out a little bit, but that hasn't stopped Zoltan Mesko and Julian Edelman from warming up a little bit already.
Not exactly the weather we expect and hope for on August 29th. A little cooler, but you're right. These guys are out there, and we'll see who plays and how much any of these guys play. But yeah, a couple guys getting out there early.
Well, hold on. Before we get into those X's and O's, let's take a look at the scene in the plaza earlier today where the band Bearstronaut was performing. Take a look.
And now for me, a different heat from my heaviest lies. I'm incomplete. What everyone knows is bound to drown us. But you're all I need.
Patriots did make some moves this week leading up to the game. They signed linebacker Jagarrad Davis and also defensive lineman Gilbert Pena, but also the biggest news of the day, released cornerback Rozai Dowling, second-round pick in 2011. I'm not all that surprised. It seems like maybe the injuries got the best of him, but what do you think?
Yeah, you know, it seemed like he was going to be on the outside looking in once he got hurt during training camp. I felt optimistic about him coming into the season, really two injury-prone seasons, but once he got hurt during this training camp,
right,
hasn't played in the preseason, the writing seemed to be on the wall, and kind of a disappointing two-year career for him and
right.
England.
Well, since we're talking about the secondary, I'm going to talk about one player who I'm going to have my eye on in this preseason finale, and that is Adrian Wilson. We talked a little bit about it last week. The fact that he was playing well into the fourth quarter against the Detroit Lions was a little bit telling, and I think that I was really excited about him coming here, specifically about his physical presence and what he could bring. But so far, he's kind of been a little bit mediocre, I would say, in the secondary, and I am looking forward to seeing how well and how many reps he gets and how well he takes advantage of those reps.
Well, speaking about all the bubble guys, a guy that I want to watch tonight who I think has a pretty good chance of making the team, Marcus Bernard. Quietly, he's had himself a pretty good training camp in preseason, a sack in the first game. He's just one of those guys who has been out there every day. I think he's had some production in the games. He's looked pretty good at practice. You got these B's, all the B's at defensive line. Bernard, Buchanan, Beckett, add in Jermaine Cunningham. They can't keep them all, I don't think. Who makes it? Who doesn't? There might be some jobs to be won
right,
or lost tonight. Marcus Bernard, though, he might have been a guy on the outside looking in early on. I think he makes the team. He could make himself some moves tonight by having a good game, but another guy to watch who we really haven't talked much about.
Right. Well, I like that alliteration there. That was kind of cool.
The bees. Brian, I mean,
right.
I like the bees.
Of course, you're going to have to do that.
Right.
Well, once the preseason finale is over, the regular season awaits us on September 8th. Of course, the Patriots will open that up on the road against the Buffalo Bills. So that will do it from Gillette Stadium, and we'll see you guys next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.